Mad Marv's Notebook for August 3rd, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. So yes, Pigs in Space. Oh yeah, I forgot about that until whoever that was played the clip. That takes me back to my childhood. I remember the catchphrase, and I know it's had to do with Lost in Space, right? Not necessarily Star Trek, but close enough. And, you know, I know the catchphrase, but I don't remember anything else. Sorry, I don't know anything else about it. About the storylines about Pigs in Space. It just happened so long ago. It's funny how one little thing will stick in your memory, but nothing else around it does. Anyway, so Uncaffeinated One, he was asking about productivity and what systems people use. I pick and choose different things from different books and systems I've heard about. The one that sticks out the most in my mind is Getting Things Done. And like he mentioned it, the key takeaways from it is to convert everything into actionable to-do lists, figure out what the next step is. And also equally important is to get everything out of your head and written down in some form to track it externally so that you're not trying to focus on everything you need to do. You have it written down and you're confident that your system will do all the remembering for you. So I've seen apps, I've tried at least three or four, no, this must be closer to a dozen little ones. If you count everything, every app I've put on the phone and given up on, yeah, it must have been a dozen or more apps at this point. The key thing about every to-do list is that they all seem to be written in single-player mode, if you will. They do really well at checking off a to-do list and doing nothing more. And if that's all you need to do is track your own personal to-dos, that's good enough. But as soon as you're working in a team environment and you need to communicate things among team members, that breaks down real fast. So we have a subscription to Basecamp by 37 Signals, and their to-do list system works for my needs anyway. So the to-do list sends out notifications automatically when I create an item, a task to do. It sends a notification when a comment is added onto a task and when task is completed. And the other key feature is that I can search through current tasks, completed tasks, and every other thing that a online service does for, you know, project management. And searching across projects, searching across old projects, that has come in so much more handy than I would have expected when I first signed up for Basecamp. To, is it, let's see, 2024 now. Oh, geez, it must have been at least 15, 16 years ago. What? Anyway, very long time ago. So that's one more thing to consider. All the promises that Evernote made but never delivered upon. That's the way I think of Basecamp anyway. So let's see, what else? One last thing. I was catching up on my podcast and heard John Mills' announcement that he's ending his Bells in the Bat Free podcast. And man, I'm going to miss that. I mean, that was his last show, so I guess I'm starting to miss it already. Man, that's another one down. Anyway, I guess that's enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.